Hello friends, welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to divert a bit from my previous topic, which basically dealt with my canine friends. Today I'm going to help you with how to go about buying a four-wheeler in today's world. Precisely speaking, I did a lot of research with regard to the subject for the past 2 to 3 months by consulting a lot of my colleagues, my friends, relatives, siblings, my wife, internet, various video logs and whatnot. And ultimately, I have narrowed down to a certain parameters which you need to consider if you're going to buy a vehicle. And based on these parameters, I have zeroed on to one particular vehicle, I think, which is the best in terms of the features it's offering, the power, the look, the endurance, the make, the build, and I would say it as a complete package. So, cutting short, I'm going to give you certain basic things which is very required when you're going to buy a four-wheeler. First and foremost, if you plan to buy a four-wheel vehicle, you need to concentrate on what is your budgetary constraints. What is the upper limit of your budget? So my upper limit was 9 lakh ex showroom price. And once it comes down onto the road, it will add on further 1.5 lakh to 2 lakh based on what are the accessories and what type of extended warranty I'm planning to buy. Otherwise, cutting short those accessories and extended warranty on road would be 9 lakhs plus 1 lakh to 1.5 lakh based on which state you're going to register your vehicle. Obviously, it would be the place where you're residing. So that is a dynamic thing. It is based on various state governments. And then there is the insurance, which is based on the ex showroom price. Again, as of today, insurance also varies, being first year zero depreciation and subsequent 2 years, third party comprehensive insurance. If you're planning to go for a complete 3 year zero depreciation clause, it is going to add further to your budget. Also, various other clauses if you're planning to include in your insurance, which is a separate topic altogether, because the basic insurance structure will not cover a lot many aspects like floods, major natural calamity, engine failure or certain wear and tear. It requires a deliberate study of the terms and conditions which we seldom pay attention to. So cutting short, back to topic, the first parameter you're going to consider when you're planning to buy a four-wheeler is the budgetary constraints. What is your upper limit? Never, there is usually a tendency that I think I can put in, pump in another 10,000, 30,000, 50,000, and that urge to get better things will push you, will push your budgetary limits further. But I think once you stick to the budget, you should stick to it precisely at that particular point. If you say 9 lakh, you're going to stick at 9 lakh precisely, not even 1,000 more. When I say not even 1,000, it is what you need to fix. So once we have fixed at the budgetary constraint, then you should see what is your interest. What is your primary purpose of the vehicle? Are you going to just drive around in the city, just ferry to your office and back, a bit weekend getaways, or you planning for a very long rides, cross-country rides, up and down, very hilly terrain, very difficult terrain, very undulating terrain, what is the ground clearance required? So second parameter would be, what is the purpose, where you're planning to drive this vehicle, what is the number of passengers you're planning to ferry in this vehicle, That comes to number two. Based on this second parameter, is you gonna decide whether it's gonna be a hatchback or a sedan or a SUV. It's a sub 4 meter SUV, crossover, anything. Then comes the third parameter, whether you would like to go for a petrol or a diesel or off late the hybrid vehicles. So definitely with changing technology, definitely these days even diesel cars are good enough and can be compared to the petrol ones, because most of the cars have good cabin isolation and most of the diesel engines have been well refined and have been tested and have stood the test of various scrutiny by critics and various video loggers. So all these three variants, hybrid, petrol, diesel, they're all good. Again, to consider in this particular parameter would be whether you'd like to go for a automatic or a manual transmission. So when you have these three parameters and when you narrow down what exactly you want, you would be precisely homing on to a particular model of a vehicle. So this is what I would like to say.